calling again for more gun control. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden telling a vigil for relatives of gun victims in Washington, D.C.
The work continues to limit the number of bullets that can be in a cartridge, the type of weapon that can be purchased and sold, the attempt to ban assault weapons, whole range of things that are just common sense.
House Speaker Pelosi told those attending the 10th annual vigil that public pressure is needed to get Congress to act on gun measures. An off-duty FBI agent shot and killed a man who police say assaulted him on the platform at Washington, D.C.'s main commuter rail station during the evening rush hour.
These two individuals, and again, this is preliminary video, they're involved in this altercation. One of the individuals holds out a hand and is assaulted by another. Okay? The two individuals go over the wall.
It's D.C. Executive Assistant Police Chief Ashawn Benedict, who says both men fell about 8 feet into a tunnel where the fight continued until the FBI agents apparently opened fire. The reason for the fight is not clear yet. The Biden administration says it will appeal a federal judge's order to end an immigration policy at the southern border that permits the immediate expulsion of asylum seekers who might be COVID infected. Known as Title 42, that CDC guidance was issued during the Trump administration. Tragedy at the border Wednesday, a Border Patrol agent killed while pursuing suspected illegal immigrants.
The 38-year-old Border Patrol agent was killed when he crashed his ATV while pursuing that group of illegal migrants who crossed the border near Mission, Texas. Fox's Bill Malusian reports sources say the unidentified agent was a father of two. The United States Border Patrol chief writing, "The death of an agent who dies while securing our nation's border is a tremendous loss for our organization and our nation. Our prayers are with his family and co-workers during this difficult time period."
Fox's Matt Finn, America, is listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most areas of Moore County, North Carolina, have their power back on 5 days after someone shot up two power substations. Now comes word of attacks on substations in at least two western states.
The federal memo recently released states power stations in Oregon and Washington have reported physical attacks at substations using, quote, hand tools, arson, firearms, and metal chains, possibly in response to an online call for attacks on critical infrastructure.
It's Jenna Watkins of Fox 12 in Portland. There have been no arrests in any of the attacks. A request for the public's help in finding a car that may be connected to the murder of four University of Idaho students.
Police in Moscow, Idaho are looking to speak to the occupants of a white Hyundai Elantra model year between 2011 and 2013. The car was seen near the off-campus house where a grisly quadruple homicide took place November 13th. The Elantra's license plate is unknown. This comes as authorities removed the students' belongings from the home Wednesday.
We just went in to gather the belongings, and we're just trying to get stuff back to the families so that they can have some closure.
Moscow Police Chief James Fry, five vehicles that were previously parked outside of the home were removed last week and taken to a city-owned lot for further evidence gathering. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Big change is coming next summer on Nantucket Island, Massachusetts.
The resort island off Massachusetts' south coast has been given the green light for a new bylaw, which allows anyone, man, woman, or otherwise, to be topless on the beach. The state attorney general's office has reviewed the rule change and says it may stand. The new bylaw was originally proposed by seventh-generation resident Dorothy Stover, who told local radio that the idea was really just righting a wrong and that she was hoping to foster an environment of acceptance. The town's website says there will be an adjustment period as This is the first of its kind bylaw for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.